Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Andre Reed, 2014 Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Trey Hendrickson, defensive end for the New Orleans Saints, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Micah Kaiser, linebacker for the LA Rams. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
This is Washington guard Wes Schweitzer, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, it's Eric Harris, safety for the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Pro Football Chase podcast.
It is Monday, February 15th on the Pro Football Chase podcast. And joining me for an interview is Marshall running back Brendan Knox, one of the top running backs of the nation, given first-team Conference USA honors in 2020. Brendan, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, man.
That's good to hear. And on the Pro Football Chase podcast, I like to always go back and talk about your college career, what you're able to accomplish, and we're going to touch on the 2020 season in a minute. But let's talk about the resume that you have put together at Marshall. Going back to 2019, as a sophomore, you were awarded the Conference USA Most Valuable Player Award, first team All-Conference with 1,387 yards, 11 touchdowns. Leading up into that 2019 performance, Brendan, what sparked that campaign?
Just me being a contributor and kind of waiting my turn with a deep, you know, running back depth chart. And paying my dues on special teams until my name was called.
Special teams is also something that's part of your repertoire, and you've showed that throughout your college career. You followed that up as a Conference USA All-Conference first-team selection, leading the Thundering Herd with 887 yards, 9 touchdowns, while averaging 4.79 yards per carry. How were you able to generate back-to-back effective seasons considering all the protocols that were put in place because of the pandemic?
Having a great staff around me and just doing the same things that got me, you know, my honors for 2019, going into the same season, you know, as 2020. Just doing those same, following that same protocol, keeping that same group of people around me and just kind of just following that.
You finished your college career ranked 8th on Marshall's career rushing list. What does that milestone mean to you?
That means so much, man. Just kind of being a nobody and then working hard to kind of, you know, get a little recognition like that means the world because it just shows how far you've come.
Speaking of more milestones, you're tied for number 13 on the rushing touchdowns list with 24 career touchdowns attached to your name. Is there one touchdown that stands out to you the most?
I wouldn't say so. It was pretty fun, WKU this year in 2020. Having the 3 touchdowns on my birthday, that was pretty cool. But outside of that, you know, it's all just trying to get it done for the team.
Marshall finished the 2020 season with a 7-3 record, one that restored momentum for the program. How special was it for you to be a part of?
It was very special. It's a team sport at the end of the day. So you all got to kind of be on the same page. And it just shows everybody's chemistry that you guys can come, you know, together and, you know, establish something like that.
I know that he is no longer with the program, but how did you enjoy playing for Doc Holliday during your time there?
It was fun. He was hard on us, and he didn't let us make excuses for ourselves, and that kind of helped everybody with their success, their individual success that they had, kind of the way that he coached and, you know, implemented his assistants to coach us. And, yeah, I think it showed up pretty well.
You appeared in 35 games with 23 career starts, but were a team captain 17 times before even making it to your senior season. Why is effective leadership and being a good teammate so important to you?
To me, it's so important because more times than not, you know, young guys, they like to follow, you know, whoever's the big name or, you know, whoever gets talked about the most. So if you're doing all the right things right, you know, you're doing stuff how you're supposed to do it, then, you know, those younger guys up underneath you that are, you know, going to step into your shoes one day, you know, they're learning from, you know, a good role model and stuff like that. And that's what it all comes down to being.
So, Brendan, you have a pretty big frame for a running back. You run with power. What makes your skill set unique?
It makes it unique because I enjoy doing things that maybe other running backs necessarily don't. I pride myself on blocking. I love blocking. I'm a runner. I'm a catcher. I'm a three-down back. But I just pride myself in being able to block, and I embrace it. I look forward to it. And that's something I think kind of sets me apart from everybody else.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You mentioned it just now. Three down running back, you showcase that ability at Marshall. Are you pretty confident that you can replicate that resume as a bell cow running back in the NFL?
No doubt.
All right, so let's talk about the NFL Combine. Okay, you received an official invite. We know things are going to look a lot different this year. Workouts are going to be conducted at teams' pro days on campus because of COVID-19. Regardless of that, getting an invite to the Combine is a big deal. What does that recognition mean to you?
That means the world, man. That's something that a lot of kids look up to and, you know, kind of just wish that they were in those shoes and, you know, just dream about. Like you said, we're not doing it, you know, at Indy like usual, but just to have that is still, you know, it's still an honor.
So let's talk about your ability to catch out of the backfield. You caught 27 passes for 239 yards, one touchdown throughout your college career. How comfortable are you as a receiving back?
I'm very comfortable. You know, we like you said, I mean, we haven't really asked our backs to, you know, catch that much, but I have no problem with it. I don't feel like it's, you know, an issue with me at all. And that's something I don't really think I have any, you know, negative thoughts about.
We mentioned your ability to run tough, block out of the backfield. Is there a running back or two that you grew up watching?
Since Ohio State, I pretty much watched every game of, you know, Ezekiel Elliott. I tried to model myself behind everything that he does on the field. And that's definitely somebody I'd like to model my game behind.
You are now training for the NFL draft. Who are you working with?
I've been training down here at XPE down in Fort Lauderdale with Tony Villani and Matt Gates.
And how have they been able to help you elevate your performance?
They've been huge with all the speed and agility stuff down to the, you know, power aspect and just the little hidden gems that they kind of drop on you about, you know, your position, how to better yourself in every single thing that you're kind of doing on the field and off the field too. So, I mean, they just do a great job with everything that they do.
Talk about your study habits off the field. You've had quite a bit of games under your belt. How do you go about approaching the game plan, studying your opponents, and what makes you so devoted to improve your craft and be ready for what your opponent has to offer?
For me, personally, that's kind of how I built my trust and kind of, you know, worked myself into that role was just how obsessive I was with studying my opponent. I didn't really feel too comfortable if I didn't have enough information on the person that we were about to play for that week. And it kind of got under my skin. So I would spend, you know, hours, you know, with my position coach, you know, on the phone, in his office, you know, outside of practice, you know, just, hey, you know, as many little tips and opponents that I can probably get. Because honestly, in every game, I feel like that played a factor in every single game that I played in was just how much knowledge that I had on that other person and, you know, what I needed to do in our offense to kind of just get the job done.
Have there been any NFL running backs that are playing in the league right now that have reached out to you to mentor you during this pre-draft process?
Not really. I had a few people reach out to me just to, you know, drop some knowledge on me and just kind of just let me know little stuff like that to keep in mind. But outside of that, not too many.
When NFL scouts and executives turn on your film, what are some things you want them to take away?
Honestly, I think it speaks for itself. you're just going to see a tough kid. You're going to see somebody goes hard. And what jumps out on the tape is somebody just leaves it all out there. I'm not really holding anything back in any of my tape. And what you see is what you get.
You may be flying under the radar ahead of the 2021 NFL draft, but why should NFL executives jump on the Brendan Knox hype train?
They should jump on my train just because of what type of kid I am. I mean, you're getting a humble kid that also works hard, and, you know, I'm just an animal on the field when it comes to that mindset. And off the field, I mean, you're just getting somebody that, you know, doesn't cause too much trouble. So you're getting the best of both worlds, in my opinion.
And lastly, as we close out the interview, is there any specific drill or any specific area of focus that you're placing on during this pre-draft process?
I've been pretty, I've been working pretty like hectic on hips. Hips are very big, you know, being a running back, just getting them worked on as often as possible, because that translates to pretty much almost everything from lateral, you know, agility to frontline speed. So hips will probably be the number one thing, I'd say.
And there you have it, Brendan Knox, running back out of Marshall, as he now prepares for the upcoming NFL draft. He lit it up in college, and I expect him to do the same in the NFL. So I certainly wish you the best as you continue training and preparing for the next level.
Appreciate you having me.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.